This is Ozarks at Large. A local family is making a big investment in Eureka Springs. They unveiled their plans for a new adventure resort destination earlier this month. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek tells us more about their plans for Pine Mountain.
The Pine Mountain Theater and Village have been a staple along Van Buren Street since 1975. Eureka Springs Mayor Butch Berry says the plaza was built by Dave and Dee Drennan.
The Drennans came from a musical background out of Branson, and so they put up a music theater and then, of course, developed the little shopping centers around through there. And it was quite busy, and of course this was during the days when we had all the bus traffic coming through also.
The tour bus traffic is gone, and there hasn't been much traffic at Pine Mountain since the theater closed in 2015. But that's about to change with a $10 million investment in the property.
It's going to be a multifaceted destination, so hospitality, retail, adventure.
That's Marshall Johnson. He and his father, Paul, own the 40-acre property. They bought it 5 years ago and have been developing a vision for it ever since.
It's got a shopping center that's been here for many years, an old Jamboree theater that had about 600-plus seats. And then there's a bunch of wooded acreage that's connected to it that we're kind of developing the trails and cabins around.
Johnson says the wooded area will include 4 miles of hiking and mountain biking trails, 15 cabins with room for more in the future, and an outdoor stage. The Johnsons also plan to restore the existing shopping center and turn the theater into an event center.
We're adding on a new, brand new concept, a restaurant concept to that, and it will share a very large kitchen to produce for the event center and those weddings and corporate events, but also support the new restaurant as well that's going to be added to that.
Johnson says the restaurant will be a higher-end steakhouse with a small butcher shop.
We are naming that after a family member, our grandfather. I used to joke about opening a place with his middle name, and he kind of laughed and he said, well, I hope one day you get to do that. So we're opening that, and it's going to be called Lyman's Prime. And then it's going to have a Lyman's butcher counter as well, because we're going to be doing all of our own dry-aged meats.
The Johnsons aren't new to Eureka Springs. The family has run businesses in town for the last 10 years.
My parents own the Harley-Davidson dealership in Rogers, Pictorial Harley-Davidson, and we opened that in 2006. And then in 2009, we saw an opportunity with the riders in Eureka Springs, and we opened the Eureka Springs Harley-Davidson here. And 3 months later, we opened the Rockin' Pig as well. So, we've been here 10 years in Eureka.
The Rockin' Pig Saloon will be moving to Pine Mountain Village. And Johnson says they plan to open a cafe called Lil Pig right next door. And while they want to attract the crowds that have been coming to Eureka Springs for years, like the motorcycle riders and wedding parties, Johnson says they've also noticed the new types of visitors coming to the area.
We've seen over the last few years in Northwest Arkansas the movement with the mountain bike developments and the cycling. So Eureka Springs kind of had that going on years ago as well with the mountains and Lake Leatherwood. And recently they've developed some of those trails. That's part of the investment in the destination.
Besides the trails, Johnson says mountain bikers can also expect a pump track, skills area, and a bike shop. About 50% of the property will be dedicated to ventures operated by the Johnsons, which they estimate will employ about 100 people. The other half will be open to other tenants.
We're really not going to go after, like your local doctor businesses or a laundry service, those kind of things. We're wanting to really create a destination for these adventure and tourism type customers coming to town.
Johnson says he and his family hope the project will inject new excitement into the city.
So we're trying to drive in a new direction of tourism that will continue coming for years and kind of help this town economically as well, because it's kind of had a downturn. And we have been here 10 years and done very well, but it seems like it's not been that way for everybody. So we feel it's going to be a positive impact for the whole town, and we're excited to help be a part of that.
Mayor Butch Berry says the redevelopment of Pine Mountain is one of the biggest investments the city has seen since the theater and shops were built 45 years ago.
I mean, Eureka being a town of 2,200 people, when we hit these type of developments, it's great. It's going to create new opportunities, new jobs, year-round jobs, which is what we want.
Barry says Eureka Springs is changing, and the redevelopment of Pine Mountain reflects that, as the Johnsons take what was once a popular tourist attraction and rebrand it to better suit what visitors are looking for now.
From my observations of people in Eureka Springs, it's a younger group of people who are more into activities and experiences. You know, they want to experience what the area is like. So, you know, they're going to be into the trails, the biking, the hiking, the kayaking, canoeing, that type of activities.
Marshall Johnson says phase one of the redevelopment will include the new Rockin' Pig Saloon and Lil Pig Cafe. That should be finished by mid-July. He expects the rest of the project will be completed sometime in late fall. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Susanna Sitek.
Just a few days after the Johnsons announced their plans for Pine Mountain, new plans were also announced for the Queen Anne Mansion and Resort. The historic Eureka Springs property will be open in April as an all-inclusive wedding venue and event space. The mansion was built nearly 130 years ago and was transported from Carthage, Missouri to Eureka Springs in 1984.